thank you, Brother Shane, for reading of the scripture.
Thank you, all these young people for being involved. Those that pray, sing. A lot of practice, a lot of preparation. So I thank you, young people, for that. The chapter 15, you heard it in the hearing, verses 15 through 17. Today is Children's Sunday. Many of you come to church and maybe wonder, where are the children at? We talk about it. If you have different children's churches, as you saw the 4 and 5 year olds that came in and they went back out, they're meeting in their children's church right now, which is out the hall in the big room on the left. And most of these young people meet upstairs. In fact, all of them do. The juniors have a class upstairs, and the primary or first through third grade have a class upstairs, and they meet there every Sunday morning. So you see it's a little more crowded in here today with having our young people in here, but they have workers and teachers. And this evening I'm going to kind of bring recognize some of those that work in our children's ministry tonight. But we had our bus ministry recognized this morning. We appreciate all our bus workers. They're such an asset to the children's ministry. That as they bring in the children on the buses and they fill up the Sunday school classes and the children's churches, we appreciate all the bus workers here. But we have a passage of scripture here dealing with children that we read as Jesus was teaching and going over things. People, parents, and parents that love their children, and I'm sure we have parents here this morning that love your children, they brought their children to Jesus. What a wonderful thing for a parent to do. Bring their children to Jesus. But they brought their children to Jesus, and they had infants, as you see there in verse 15, and they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. They brought infants unto Jesus, but the disciples were a little confused. The disciples kind of had their priorities a little mixed up, and they thought, as Pastor mentioned earlier, some people think, well, the children are the church of tomorrow. You know, they're not important today. But Jesus, you know, he rebuked them. When they came at him with that attitude, when they rebuked the people, Jesus, hey, you know, he corrected them, said in the words we find in verse 16, says, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. He wasn't word suffer. He wasn't saying to suffer as we would say suffer. But he was saying allow. Allow them, as you could see, and forbid them not. Don't forbid them. Allow them to come to me. Now, we're talking of infants here. Allow them to come unto me. And then he goes on to verse 17. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And that phrase there that I want to speak on this morning, as a little child, as a little child. Jesus was saying, I want you to be as a little child. And to us, that might sound different. That might sound funny. To us, that might sound a little backwards. Because as adults, be honest, when it comes to the Christian things and the things of God, spiritual things, adults, much of the time, our thoughts are backwards. Our thoughts are backwards because the way we think is not the way God wants us to think. I spoke on this last Sunday night, that our thinking's wrong. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, lean not on thy own understanding. We're not to trust our own way of thinking. God's saying, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So we need to understand what God, the way he wants us to think. And here he is saying that if we aren't as a little child, we should no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Is that what the Bible says? It is. He says there, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So I'm going to talk this morning about as a little child. And I'm going to speak to two groups of people this morning. First group of people I want to speak to is the unsaved. And the second group of people I want to speak to is the saved. So how many of you are in one of those two groups? Raise your hand. Should be all of us. If you don't understand, that should be every one of us. You're either saved or you're unsaved. It's like saying you're either alive or you're dead. You're one of those two groups. There's no third option. You're saved or you're unsaved. So I'm going to speak to you to the unsaved, and I want to speak to the saved. What does it mean when he says, as a little child? Jesus was speaking in reference to, in this case, to infants. They brought him infants, and he says, if you don't receive the kingdom of God as a little child,
You should know wise enter in. When I think of infancy, I want you to think of this one word: dependency. Dependency. As a little infant, how many parents we got in here? Raise your hand. If you're a parent, whether you have an infant at home now or at one time you had an infant at home, you understand this word dependency. Because as that little infant can't do anything on its own. The only thing that infant knows to do is cry when it needs something. Right? Amen? That's all that infant knows to do is cry because it needs help on everything. Now, when I think of maturity, I think of independence. Right? As we say, a mature person. Well, that has nothing to do with age. Correct? It has to do with their independency. That they can do things for themselves. You can be 50 years old, but if you're still needing mama to wipe your face when you eat, then you would not be what we would call mature. You know, you would need mama's always looking after you for something. That's someone that you would say is not mature. Has nothing to do with age. It has to do with independency. So this is our way of thinking. Human beings, this is the way we think. Infant, they're dependent. They're 100% dependent. And as they grow, they become less and less and less dependent and become independent. And when that finally, that child that you had to carry around everywhere and change the diapers and feed, finally when that child says, I'm moving out. I want to pay my own bills. I want to take care of myself. Then you think, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They become independent. Amen. I still got a long ways to go before that. But they become independent. They become a mature adult. But God has a different way for us to think. Because he's speaking to adults here and he's saying, you need to be as this little child. What's God saying? We need to become dependent. Dependent. And that's so hard for an adult, someone who is an independent person, to say, I got to become dependent upon God. As a child, as they grow, and this is something a parent will coach along, that child will start saying, I can. I can. Sometimes they kind of get out of line with saying, I can. I can do it myself. You know, sometimes they get out of line, but as parents, we want to coach them to get to that point, I can. I can feed myself. We would even ask them, can you do it yourself? Can you feed yourself? We coach them along because this is what we want. No parent wants to have their teenage son say, Mama, can you feed me? Right? No parent wants that. They coach their children along as a young age, say, can you feed yourself? You start buying the foods that they can pick up with their hands. They make a mess of themselves, but they'll do it themselves. The spaghetti all over the hair and all over their face. But you watch them feed themselves and you think they're growing. And this is what I want. I want them to grow. So as a child, that's what they get. I can feed myself. I can carry it. Can you carry that? Yeah, I can carry it. Good job. We encourage them, right? We encourage them. I can make that. I can fix it. I can drive. Sometimes they may think they get to that point before they're ready, but I can drive. Let me do it. I can live on my own. They keep growing to the point, I can. I can. I can. But what God is saying here, that's adults growing now. God's saying no. Think as a child. How does a child think? I can't. He just cries. I can't do it. I can't feed myself. He cries for mama. I can't do it. I can't change myself. He cries for mama or daddy, whoever will help him. To get to heaven, there is no I can. There's not a I can do a little bit and then God do. No, there is zero. When it comes to the kingdom of God, when it comes to getting to heaven, we need to understand this. There is zero I can. Once we get to that point and saying, I can do a little bit, I can be good, I can go to church, I can give money. Once you say, I can anything, you can't get to heaven. You cannot get to heaven. God's saying you got to be as this little infant. What's the infant say? I can't. There's nothing I can do. There's no strength of my own. There's no thought process to know how to do it. I can't understand it. I can't do it. I can do nothing unless someone does it for me. And that's the state that we're in. That's the state we need to be in. When you get to that point and you realize I'm a sinner, God, to get to heaven, God requires perfection. And I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't even do a little bit. I can't come close. The Bible says that for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. We're not even close to the perfection that God requires of us to get to heaven. But we know someone who hit the mark bullseye, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. And he paid the price for us. And when we say, I can't, God, I'm depending 100% on the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can get to heaven. As that little child who says, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. See, the parents had to bring their children, those infants, to Jesus. They brought them because the child couldn't even get to Jesus on their own. They didn't know how to do anything. Jesus says that you must come as that little child. If you don't, there's far too many people in churches today, and there may be someone in this room today who's thinking, I've done a little. I can do a little. I can be good. I can go to church. I can be a good person. And I don't think there's anybody in this room who thinks of themselves as a bad person. But when you compare yourself to Jesus Christ, when we compare ourselves to what God requires of us, just like Isaiah, when he saw Christ, and in Isaiah chapter 6, he said, woe is me, for I'm unclean. I'm unclean. We got to get to that point. But a lot of people in here are thinking, I'm a good person. And so many people think, I could be good. And when I stand before God, God's going to look at that. But you don't understand. God said, there is none good. There is none good save our Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot. I want you to leave this morning realizing that you cannot do anything. There is no I can to get to heaven. Until you get to that point, until you bring yourself down and humble yourself to that point as a sinner and saying, I can't. Woe is me. Without Christ, I'm lost and undone. That's what God requires. And you put your 100% trust and faith in Jesus Christ as a little child. But then I want to speak to Christians. I was speaking to the unsaved there. And I believe there's someone in this room this morning, in a crowd this size, someone in this room this morning is not saved. I just trust that. There's someone in here that needs to hear that you can't get to heaven on your own. Until you say, I can't, God. Will you save me? Will you forgive me? And God will. He says, for whosoever is called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He'll save anyone. He wants to save you. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's the purpose that he came. He wants to save you. He wants to forgive you your sins. But until you get to that point, when you're trying to do it on your own, even just a little bit, you can't do it. You can't do it. But once you give up, say, God, I can't. That's when you can get saved. That's when you go to heaven. But then I want to speak to the saved. Us as Christians. Again, I said that our way of thinking. What are we thinking? I can. I can. I can. And so often we get saved and realize we can't. And we get saved. And then as Christians, we grow and start thinking, I can again. I can. I can do it. I can serve God. I can do all these things. And the thing about maturing as a Christian, though it might be hard for us to understand, it's not becoming more independent. It's becoming more dependent upon God. As you grow as a Christian, as you grow and try to get closer to God and try to become more for God and allow God to use more of you, you're becoming more and more and more dependent. As you grow as a Christian, you realize more and more every day just how inadequate, just how much we can't do without God. For without me, God says, ye can do nothing. In John 15, 5, he says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. We think of it backwards. Maturity, I can. But in spirituality and in the spiritual walk with God and growing as a Christian, we have to start off saying, I can't. I can't get to heaven. I need Christ. And then grow deeper into the I can't. I need you, God. I need you, God. I need you. I like that song. I need you more today than I did yesterday. That should be the song of every Christian. I need you more, God. I need thee every hour. I couldn't get up this morning. I couldn't think this morning. I couldn't do anything this morning without God. Thank God. Not only does he save us, but he works in our lives and he uses us and molds us and makes us into usefulness for him. But without him, we can't do it. It's not more of us. It's us giving more of ourselves to God to allow him to control us and allow him to influence us and allow him to use our lives, because we're giving it to God and we're becoming more dependent upon him. We can't do it on our own. As a little child, that just caught my attention as I was thinking of that and as I was studying these passages of scripture. Wow, doesn't God want that? We look at these young people here, and we don't have any infants in this room this morning that I see here. I think I saw a baby carriage, actually, that was brought in. But we look at these young people that are in our group here, and they're pretty dependent. But we need even become more dependent than what these young people are. Some of them probably dressed themselves and came to church this morning, and they're here on their own. But we need to become like those little infants. I can't. You young people are doing a good job listening. I told them last week, I said, you guys do a good job upstairs. You always sit up straight and listen. We're going to show the adults that you can sit in church and sit up straight and listen and be good. You guys are doing a great job. But even these young people here, you're growing. You're doing things on your own. You need to realize, to get saved, it's not about what you can do. You can't do it. It's kind of easier for a young person to realize that than it is adult, isn't it? Especially men. I know that because I am a man. I can't say what it's like for a lady. But I'm a man. I know what it's like to grow up and say, I'm a man. I could do it. My kids watch cartoons. Anyone's kids watch cartoons? My kids watch cartoons. They watch Terrish, my youngest. She likes this one cartoon. Peppa Pig. Any of y'all watch Peppa Pig? Come on, adults. Peppa Pig. I've only seen a couple episodes with it on. She keeps talking about it, and I was like, oh, I want to see what this Peppa Pig's about. And I kind of laugh at it because the couple episodes I've seen, it might happen every episode, the daddy pig. There's always something comes up, and the daddy pig says, I know what I'm doing. I could do it. And I laugh because a lot of times he don't know what he's doing. He messes it up. And that's how adults are. We always do that. Well, I could do it. You know, I'm an adult. I'm an adult. I could do this. I could do these things. But with, you can't. You know, fathers in here, you can't be a good father without Christ. You can't be a good husband without Christ. Ladies, you can't be a good mother without Christ. Stop thinking I can. And start relying on Christ and say, God, I need you. Get on our face and beg God, God, I need you to lead my home. I need you to help me be a parent. I need you to help me be a mom. I need you to help me be a dad. I need you to help me be a wife and a husband and a Sunday school teacher. And those responsibilities that we have as adults, don't try it on your own. You know, the story is a little children's story that we hear about. The little train that what? Could. The little train that could. And we teach that to the young people. Oh, you can do anything. Just keep thinking. Tell yourself, I think I can. Right, children? That's the way the train goes. I think I can. And finally he gets up that hill and gets over the top of the hill. Why? Because he was telling himself, I think I can. You know, that's backwards, though, for Christians. We teach that to young people, again, because we're trying to help them and coach them to mature as an adult and to be responsible people and say, you know, don't give up. Say you can. Do it. But as Christians, backwards. If you got that mindset of thinking as a Christian, for God, I think I can, we're messing up. Our way of thinking is backwards. For Christ and the things of God, it's, I can't. Not even I think I can, it's just flat out, I can't. What about you? Do you tell yourself every morning, I can do it? I think I can. I could be a good Christian. I can do these things. Now say I'm willing to, if God would use me. But I can't. Without Christ, I could do nothing. Brother Russell sings a song, and I'm almost done. Brother Russell sings a song here often. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Is that the way you think? Well, it goes totally against our mature way of thinking. Yeah. That's why Christ had to correct these disciples and had to kind of teach them. You're thinking wrong. You want to know the truth? You see those infants? That's how you need to think. You see those infants, you can learn from those infants. We can? Yeah. The way they're dependent upon mom and dad for everything is the way you need to be dependent upon God for everything. I can't, God. I can't. Every morning, that should be your prayer as you're about to get out of bed. God, I can't do it. I'm facing another day. I want to serve you. I want to live for you, God. I want to be a good husband, a father, mother, whatever it is that you are, the responsibilities that you have. God, I want to do my best, but I can't do it. I need you. And if you're in here and you're lost, until you get to that point of saying, God, I can't do it. I want to go to heaven. I want to have my sins forgiven. I can't be good. I can't go to heaven on my own. Christ, will you do it all for me? And the good news is, he's already done it. Amen. It's finished. It's done. On that cross of Calvary that you go to churches and you see the cross, that what that's representing, that Christ died on that cross for your sins. It's finished. He cried out before he died. It is finished. It's done. He's already done. All you got to do is be willing to be dependent upon him and say, Christ, forgive me. Save me. As Peter cried out as he was sinking, save me. He reached out his hand and grabbed him. When you get to that point of saying, save me, I can't do it. I'm dying in my sin. Save me. He'll do it. He'll do it because the work's already been done, but he's waiting on you to cry out to him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He's waiting on you. Will you junk your pride and junk your independency this morning to say, I need a Savior. I need my God. Let's all stand.